Okay. Zeh she'amru. Rashi, zeh she'amru. Bepirka, it's later on in our perek. Can you be ma'ar beraglov? So onrein lo no zeh liter shvisa beraglov below eruv pas elo oni klemer mishu bederach be'eni my pas. A person right now doesn't have pas has the status of an oni, but it's only a person that doesn't have an option of pas can use raglov. Yehuda says no echad osher be'echad oni. If he wants, he can go out over there and stand there and be kind of shvisa that way. The din of pas wasn't that you mechuyev to use pas; it was a kula that we want to save that he shouldn't have to go out. He has an option of pas. Because of the issue of tircha, we weren't mechayiv him to go out mimar baraglav. Elatiru lishloach erev bepas ayed eshluchas. He said, send the erev with pas. He would send the shliach with the pas. You want the whole shirt away from you? Masalo Rav Chia Bar Ashi le Misnisin le Chia Bar Rav Kamei de Rav. So Rav Chia Bar Ashi was teaching this Mishnah to Rav's son when Rav was there, and he said that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He said the phrase Echad Oni veEchad Asher. Milsid Rabbi Yehuda, Echad Mechad Asher, Milsid Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking, and he said, "What we pass like Rabbi Yehuda?" He said, "Finish off with we pass like Rabbi Yehuda." So Lama Le Lemifzik Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we need to? According to this cloud, there's no need to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The mayor Paulagale, the mayor argues, we made the rule. So what do we need this klal, this psak halacha for? We're forced to say that Rav less of the honey clothing. Mishum the Rav less lay kamarta less no. That which we said before, that Rabbi Yochanan said this klal, and Rashi said these klalim are not necessarily definitive. He was saying it due to what Rav held. The Rav doesn't hold of them, but the Rabbi Yochanan Kamar the Rabbi Yochanan does save them. But Lachak Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav. So at the end of the day, the Pshat Rav Sharshia is that he's saying there are people which don't hold of these Klalim, but not that he's saying Lachak Lamaisa that we don't accept these Klalim, because if it's going to be an argument in Rav and Rabbi Yochanan whether the Klalim are true, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that the Klalim are true.
Does Rav agree with that?
What, the Pasuk of Rechon?
Yeah.
Don't think so. El Maharit Nan. Okay.
Do we have... Is there a more fundamental question here about whether we... I mean, it sounds like there's a more fundamental question about whether we, you know, go by... Klalim. In other words, it's not just these individuals, in these specific cases, but more generally, do we have Klali Psak that attaches to individuals, which would have implications for Rav and Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah, but that's a clear Gemara that's something which Gemara has signed off on.
Uh-huh. So at that point, there's no machlokas about that,
right? By Rabba, except for Yachagam, those were Rashi was being conveyed. Those were klalim, right? So now it comes out that in Rasharshia,
is that only because we're paskening here that you know? I mean, we end up saying, you know, the halacha is like, let's say, you know, Rabbi Yosei. If we came out here, and we came out, you know, Rav, you know, doesn't have these klalim, let's okay. And let's say that's how we end up the Gemara. We say, you know what? Yeah, we look at each case, and we don't have these klalim. So then you would probably you wouldn't end up then with, like, you know, Abai and Rava halachas. It's like Rava, except for Yal Pagam. No?
According to Rav.
No, I'm saying if we...
If we would pass like Rav, you mean?
Yeah, if we pass like Rav.
That's possible. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I don't know whether Rav was saying that that the concept of the cloud is totally not possible. Or he's just saying that you know, we haven't applied it. It doesn't mean that there aren't areas where... I don't know. But it comes out that Masharshia, who said this blanket statement, "Listen, Lahani Klali," he was thinking of Rab. The Mor says we're still unhappy because the Ma'aseh we passed like a berachah, the Klalim are true. So we're left. Masharshia still is saying in such a way, which indicates we don't. In the berachah himself, it's not good. That's going to be a problem. So can we find a way that even Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't hold up these Klalim? That's the Mor's next step. Okay. Let's try this. Now we're moving away from Erevin to a did in Yevamos that when a woman is remarrying, Chazal required a 3-month gap at least between the divorce or the death of her husband before she can remarry, in case she'd be pregnant from the first husband. Sometimes it doesn't. It's not obvious, and Chazal had at the time of Chazal there was such a mitzvah of a woman giving birth early, but being a full term. There was two full term. There was a full term 6 months, a full term 9 months. So you gave a child born, you weren't sure whether it was 6 months or 9 months. So if she didn't get married right away, we would have questions of paternity. She waits 3 months, so then we'd be able to tell if she's pregnant or not, and then we can know for sure that the father was her first husband or not. So Chazal made this requirement that we should know paternity, so therefore they waited 3 months. Furthermore, they said that not hayivama loisachlets will tisi abim ashi yehula shloish shechadosh. She needs 3 months before she can do yibum. We're not sure. Here the problem is even greater, because if she is pregnant, there's no mitzvah yibum, and that is a nisa deraisa for the husband to take her. Right, so it's beyond the issue of just havchana, which the Mor calls it, but we're worried about. We don't know if there's a nisa deraisa over here or not. Furthermore, she can't do yibum, she can't do chalitza yet, because there's no dinner. We don't want to give her a dinner chalitza if it's not necessary, and she'll have the status of a chalutza, which was not true. So we said, next step is that not only can they not do nesuin, which is an issue of bia, they can't do erisin either, because if you do erisin, we'll allow you to do nesuin. That which there's a gap of time between erisin and nesuin of 12 months is only applies to girls who's a nara psula. That's not correct. The correct way to say it is they would do erisin, and from the time that there was a request made for nesuin, she had a right to wait for 12 months before she would actually do the nesuin. The gap between erisin and nesuin might be 3 years, but from the time of it, misha tavu alinase, once they make the request that's to do nesuin, she has 12 months to prepare herself for the nesuin. But a begaris only gets 30 days. We should tavu alinase. She gets 30 days. So the gap might be an erisin, and then they might say, "Look, let's do nesuin." Okay, she give me 30 days to get ready. So they get married. They would have nesuin 30 days later. So we having erisin might lead to nesuin. To say no, not even erisin.
Why do we have that 12 months again?
Preparatory time for her to get her dowry and all those different things together.
Well, I mean, why would it be different for
now? Well, either because a person has been married before, obviously, it's the time lapse is less because they've done this before. Or Begaris also, she's older, she expected she'd be able to, she'd be ready for it. So. Then it says echad besulois, echad beulois, echad almanos, echad grushes, echad arusas, echad nesuois. So the Mishnah says, you know, whatever you're talking about, we're not differentiating all women. So she's a psula. She's a psula. She's not. There's no shavah chana, right? Which means her first husband died after Erison. So she's still a psula. She never had beer with her husband. So what are you worried about? No, Chazal made a gzera. Everybody, this way we're not going to get confused. That's a Tanakam. Your Behuda says no. Nesuos is arsu. Barusos, you know. So we have no problem with a woman who's a nesua having erison. It means you also make a gzera. You can't have erison because you might come to the nesua. Number one. Number two, a woman who's an arusa who never had bia, what are you waiting for? So let her have the nesua. The Mura says that in Yehuda that sometimes they would have bia before the suin. The Mura actually says that it seems to be from the sheet that was mefarshit, they actually encouraged it. Because in Yehuda there was this gezeira that every woman who was taken to her husband first would have to go to the governor. And we didn't want that she would, this is her first time having bia, she would be with this goy. Right, so we're afraid. So she's an anusa, so she's not also the baba. But maybe because of the chiba the first time, she might not be an anusa. So she had already had before they had the nesuin. She already was closeted with her husband. So they're already more comfortable with each other. So we're not worried about her being sratza to the hagman. So the shita says they actually encouraged it in Yehuda.
Qualify a lot of wives
and
they're not allowed to be back with their husbands.
If she's an anusa, she's not a problem. We assume she's an anusa. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Kol Noshem Yisarsu, Chutz Min Almona Bnei Ha'ibul. So Rabbi Yossi says that what you said that nesuas can have erison, I agree with that. I mean, even nesuas, obviously. But that what you said that arusa is yinosu, that I don't agree with. So the Tanakam, which is Rameyer holds you can't do anything. Rehuda says, you know, you push it to the limb as much as you can do. So even the suas can have erison, and besulas can have the suan. Rehuda says no, that which you say besulas can have the suan, I don't hold of that. That far we're not pushing it. We make like zero. If you allow the besulas to have the suan, you might end up having the suas having the suan, then your havchon is not safe. But doing erison, what's the problem with doing erison? People know that erison and the suin are two different things. The only exception is an almana, because she's in a state of avelis, so she has to wait till after the avelis period before she does erison, which really is 30 days, the first 30 days. Okay. Well, it is included in one of these categories, but there's a separate issue of Eilus. So, in a situation of a grusha, so let her be Yisarsa right away. The situation of Amonis, she can't. Because not because of a problem of Havchana, a separate problem of Avelis.
So
after Erusin is a woman Chayiv and Avelis. I don't remember. I never passed that Shiloh.
It's really difficult one to.
Well, nowadays you don't have a woman who's an arusa unless the husband died between the erusin, right under the chuppah, between the erusin and the nesuin, right?
Fully realize what he's getting into.
Right. So you know, it's very uncommon. Baruch Hashem, a very uncommon question. Now on this Mishnah we have the following story: Rabbi Elazar, should be Rabbi Elazar, loy all the Beit Midrasha. He wasn't able to come to Beis Medrash that day, but for whatever reason. Ashtachel Rabbi Asi, Davi Koyim, he found Rabbi Asi who was standing there, I guess, afterwards. And he asked him, Omerlei, my Omer Bevei Midrasha, what do they say in Base Medrash today? Omerlei, Hachi Omer Rebbe Yochanan. So these were, Rebbe Lossi was a Talmud Chabar of Rebbe Yochanan, and Rebbe Asi was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan. So Rebbe Yochanan said, Aloha Krib Yossi. The Aloha is like Rebbe Yossi. Now, the Gemara is going to go through this whole discussion still in the where they were standing, but the end of the Morris conversation is going to be, why do Bechon need to pass on halacha kribyosi? If you have a cloud that the Behuda kribyosi and her mayor kribyosi halacha kribyosi, and Bechon is the one who said it, so what do you need to do this for? Apparently, that he didn't have such a cloud. The Morris says, meanwhile, he said, if he paskins like kribyosi, the cloud the yichidah polagale. Means we have to say that the individuals who argued on him, that the first shita, which is said in the Mishnah, wasn't the Chachamim. It's written in the Mishnah, Astam Shita, everybody's Aser, then Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yosi. We're going to see in a second that it's Remeir who's the Tanakhama, but the more same, if you tell me passing like Rabbi Yosi over the Chachamim, so over the Tanakhama, it wasn't a Chachamim, it was an individual person. So this is one of the issues the Rishonim have. If you have the Girsa before, the Halacha Kribyosi Mechavei Rav, not Mechavei Ro, what's the Morris assumption over here? So a lot of Rishonim said that they have to change the Girsa before. Right? The Gemara before said that Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika said Halacha Kribyosi Mechavei Rav, Kribyosi Mechavei Rav. So that was the Girsa which we have in the Gemara. So I mentioned to you then that some Rishonim changed the Girsa to that it's Mechavei, it's only Mechavei Rav. Tosis, on the other hand, involved in Beis, says ask the Kasher, says mostly this Gemara. Rabbi Lazar argues on this was said by Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika. We're discussing the second statement, Rabbi Ra'idi and Rabbi Sharshi. But in regards to that machlokes, that statement of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika, that Halacha Kribi Yosi Mechavei Rav, Rabbi Lazar disagrees with that. And he holds, no, the Halacha Kribi Yosi Mechavei Rav, not Mechavei Rav. So he says, must be, it's only a Yachid. The first opinion of the Mishnah must be it's not a Chachamim, it's a Tanakhama, one individual person. Mor says in yes, it is an individual person. But Tanya, I'll bring your Brisa which supports that. The Brisa says like this: Reisha Oizer Redufa Leilach Lebeis Aviyo. Reisha Oizer Lakas. Her father lived in a different city, and she would live in general. She would live by her. She wasn't living with her husband all the time. Oh, Shoisha Lakas Imbal, she had an argument with him, and they weren't together intimately because of that. Shahir Bala Zokin, he wasn't able to have beer which would make her pregnant. Or she was ill. Or Akora, she was not able to have children. As Kena, an elderly woman, Katana, a very young woman, a girl. The island is she had a real leilat. So Rashi says we have a kara of islandess and a real leilat. So kara has so many naras, but she's not able to have children. An islandess doesn't even have so many naras. She had a real leilat means Rashi says that she took medication which made her infertile. I show you bala chavush beis surim, or the husband wasn't home. Right, he was in prison. Hamapelas lacher misses bala, or she was mapelas. So obviously whatever pregnancy that she had is gone because she miscarried. So kulam srichem have the gimel chadash and divrei meir. So the Braisa says explicitly that when Chazal made across the board rule, and it says that the Tana who said that is Remeir. Remeir is the one who says that this rule across the board. Rabbi Yosi Matali Oris Rabbi Yossi says, in these situations, you can do erisin. And in the Brisa takes it even brighter that Rabbi Yossi says you can do erisin even in the suah in these situations, because it's bechal not able to have, there is bechal not ability to have any issue of pregnancy. So they remat even the suah. Okay, so that's the proof that the Tanakhama of that, the Mishnah in Yevamos, the Brisa proves to me the Tanakhama was a mayor shita. So now we're passing Rabbi Yossi over a mayor. But Father Makasha, but Lamali, why do we need to pass him like that? Rabbi Yochanan should say the law is like Rabbi Yossi, but Martha, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Allah is Rabbi Yossi. We said before that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we always pass like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Meir. Samora says, my question, no, I don't see what the problem is. That over here, even though Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, over here there's a need to say Allah is Rabbi Yossi. Why is that? That Shmuel said the following rule: Halachah Rabbi Meir b'gizei roisa. So, in case Rabbi Meir is arguing in pshat and pasuk, case Rabbi Meir is arguing in tekanas of Chazal, we don't necessarily pass the Rabbi Meir. But in case where he made a gzeira A due to B, there we have a general rule: we pass the Rabbi Meir. So I need to pass in Halacha Kirmeir because they're Reisov. I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me I don't hold like that, and I still hold even in this situation to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan, so we pass in like we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan in that situation. Okay. Let's see. Let's start the Rashi's. Hey, Bamalo Saklitz. But in the first 3 months after her husband died, she can't have either yibam or chalitza. First time yibam Hashem and muberes, because maybe she's pregnant. But chalitza is muberes, and a chalitza doing chalitza woman is muberes is not. I'm sorry, it's not valid at all. Meantime, maybe you'll suggest tachas pesach gimel doing chalitza with hamten. Let's wait halacha gimel. Before she does anything else, she in timsim muberes and a shicha chalitza. If she was pregnant, the chalitza was nothing. In tailed v'lashakim, if she eventually gives birth to a viable, in other words, it's possible a woman husband dies, she's pregnant, and then she miscarries and the child's not viable. She's chayv in yibu. There's no children. But if she gives birth to a child which is a viable child, v'lashakayama, so the chalitza was nothing. It turns out she's not pregnant, and it's a chalitza cher. She doesn't need a chalitza; she already had it. Now, let's say she gives birth to a child which was not viable, so it's a chalitza muberes. So chalitza wasn't good, but she needs chalitza because she's left without children. Now, if the child's alive at the death of the husband, the child dies a minute later, so there's no denibum. At the moment of death, there's a child. Over here, there's no child. There's just the fact that she's muberes. So more goes through a discussion of the Yomamas, whether chalitza muberes is shema chalitza or not. And that's a more. And that's a problem intrinsically in doing chalitza in a woman as muberes. But it turns out the child was not a viable child. There's a key of yibum, but the chalitza wasn't good because the chalitza muberes. Rashi says. So what do you do? Tachas pam shniya. Shema yehei v'lasha kiyama. Maybe really the child had been shakayama v'ena chalitza, and the first chalitza wasn't valid. So Rashi says we don't do this. No, I'm sorry, we don't do this because. So in the scenario where the child is not muberes, the chalitza is fine. The scenario where the blah was not a blah shakayama, so you do chalitza a second time, fine. In the scenario where the Vlad was Kayama, comes out, Shemi Yehe Vlad Shakayama. Vena Chalitza, the Oyster, the Kun. It really wasn't, it means Chalitza was nothing. So she's Mutter to marry Kayat. She's an Amana. She's not a Chalitza. Because the Chalitza, she was Mubaris. The Chalitza was nothing. And she's a marry Kayat. So why are you asking the Kun? That's not fair. Elamai, what? You're going to make an announcement. The name is Matricha Cruz, the Kuhuna. So you have to make this announcement. Well, it's so. Well, make the announcement. No, then we can have a bechalitza. We'll have a bechrosa. But sober shor chalutz lekuna. People will conclude. I know she's a chalutz. I know she married a kayan. Ah, it's right. Chalutz is mutzad lekuna, which is not true. So we don't want this to be an option of so, to make her also lekuna. That's not fair to her. To make her mutzad lekuna, where people might make a mistake. So we said that you can't do chalitza. Even on a mamano shach type of a smorah during that time. That's all the Rashi is here.